The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Good morning, Friday. Political Bombshell, Rashawn Blyden here. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Let's get into some news here. Assange fears being beaten up in the U.S. prison. Called Trump crowd clowns. I see. I am not a clown, and I hope you do get beat up in for that. Am I playing? Okay, so after nearly 7 years holed up inside the cramped Ecuadorian embassy in London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is dreading the prospect of violent attacks on him in an American prison. One of his regular visitors told ABC News, the investigation podcast on Thursday. In an interview for ABC News, the investigation podcast, conducted one day after Assange's long-anticipated arrest by London police and court appearance on a 2012 bail jumping warrant and U.S. extradition request. One of his most frequent visitors described Assange's fear of being sent to a U.S. prison and subjected to violence inside. He did say he was worried that if he was in a normal American prison being beaten up, war documentary filmmaker and former Taliban hostage Son Langan, who has spent more than 50 hours with Assange in the past year, told ABC News. Langan's last visit to Assange at the embassy was March 22nd, he said. I don't care, you call me a clown. Now who's the clown? Now who's being played? Let's see. Change with computer hacking. This is all with Assange. I don't care. The bottom line is people may forget. On our side, some call him a hero because of releasing what's his name? Podesta's emails and stuff. But he also put our soldiers in danger years before working with that I don't know if he's a transgender or what it is. Anyway, so, he put our boys in danger. So that's all I gotta say about that, sir. You do not call us a clown. Jobless claims lowest in 50 years. Very good. Fewest since 1969. That's really impressive. Now, if we can work on getting that spending down and building a freaking wall. Which, if you make, go ahead, make it a campaign promise again. See if I'm going to believe you this time. Because I believed you the first time. I'm not going to fall for it this time, sir. Plans for 5G cell phone towers raise health concerns. Demand for protection from radiation. I heard about this before. And the story's been recycled again. This is, what is this? CBS San Francisco Bay Area. Moraga. An East Bay neighborhood's fight against 5G is the topic of a town council meeting scheduled for Wednesday night. Moraga residents are expected to turn out and demand the city do more to protect the people. Do more to protect the people, man. Radiation exposure isn't good for the skin. I don't know much about the 5G technology. I don't know much about it at all. So, for all I know, the 4G technology right now, from what I've also heard people say that currently the current cell phones now that we're giving ourselves cancer by putting the cell phones to our ears. So who knows, dude? Who knows for sure? But I'm not going to stop using... Are you going to stop using your cell phone now? You're probably not. We're addicted to it. Come on. We can't leave home without it. You know, it used to be a time where if I took off to go to work and I left my wallet home, I would turn around to get it. Not so much anymore. As long as I have my cell phone, I should be good. But if I leave my cell phone, you betcha I'm turning around. You betcha bottom dollar I am. How about paying taxes? Walmart responds to Amazon wage challenge. I agree. Amen. And I agree with it's true. They're a monopoly. They should be paying taxes. Walmart say, how about paying your taxes? Walmart responds to Amazon's challenge overpay. That's called living in a glass house, throwing stones, Mr. Bezos. Amazon and Walmart are in a war over worker pay and now corporate taxes. After Amazon Chief Executive Officer Jeff Bezos on Thursday issued a challenge to other retailers, not naming which one specifically, to match Amazon's pay and benefits, Walmart snapped right back. Today I challenge our top retail competitors, you know who you are, to match our employee benefits and our $15 minimum wage. Do it. Better yet, go to $16 and throw the gauntlet back at us. It's a kind of competition that will benefit everyone, Bezos wrote in his annual letter to shareholders. Hey, retailer. Okay, so that's... He tweeted... Looks like a tweet... Like a... Is that Twitter? I can't tell. So, hey, retailers, competitors out there, you know who you are. Blah, blah, blah. So, Walmart's executive vice president to corporate affairs, Dan Barlett, on Thursday morning, sharing an article about Amazon paying $0 in federal taxes on more than $11 billion in profit last year. Very good. How can you respond to that? A representative from Amazon wasn't immediately able to comment on Barrett's tweet. Walmart's minimum wage of $11 an hour set in January 2018 is still below Amazon's, which was hiked to $15 in November. But Walmart has said its average worker earned $17.55 an hour with wages and benefits. As for Barlett's argument, Amazon's low tax bill mainly stemmed from the Republican tax cuts of 2017. Carry forward losses from years when the company was not profitable. Tax credits for massive investments in R&D and stock-based employee compensation. So the bottom line is they really do need to have to pay, or like these liberal or socialists, like I say, pay your fair share. Pay any share. Damn, you don't pay nothing. I don't know how the U.S. is allowing this to happen. It's pissing me off. Where is the antitrust division stepping in with these damn monopolies? It's pissing me off. What is this? Eager said, everyone stop the hate. I see a picture with Minnie Mouse, or Mickey Mouse, rather. It says, Bob Eager, you will be redirected in 7 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, skip the ad. Bob Eager called for rejection of hate in all forms. The CEO said no to president bid. We must stop. We must demand more of our government official, Bob Eager said tonight at the blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't care what you think.
Give a damn what you think? You think I care what you think? I'm out of here.
Okay, that's enough of that. Hitler, who have loved social media, Hitler would have loved social media. I don't care. Ocasio-Cortez, Omar say, targeted with death threats. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. But no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless the horse is that Ocasio-Cortez. Rapper arrested for violent lyrics. This is interesting. Rapper threatened to shoot up the University of Florida, cops say. Looking at his face, I don't recognize him. Christopher Maurice McCullen. But what's his rap name? I don't know. Does anyone know him? This is in Gainesville, Florida. A Florida rapper has been arrested on a charge of threatening a mass shooting. And this is rare for a black guy to threaten mass shooting. After song lyrics posted on Facebook, say he will catch you at the Gator game and shoot the whole campus up. That's crazy. The county sheriff's deputies arrested 26-year-old Christopher Maurice McCullen on Tuesday. The case mirrors the case of Pennsylvania rapper Jamal Knox, a.k.a. Mahem Maul. But why didn't they tell me his a.k.a.? I don't know who he is. Who is accusing of making terrorist threats against two police officers. That case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. Gainesville Sun reports the lyrics stem from a feud between McCullen and another rapper. And he also referred to a March 23rd concert at a Gainesville club. Okay, so if he's feuding with a rapper, why is he threatening to shoot up a... rap is dumb. the new rap stuff, for anything from honestly from 2000 and beyond is garbage. I won't even touch it. Let's see, Florida law charge after the Parkland school shooting. Yeah, they're not saying what his name is. I don't care. No, he's an idiot. He's a fool. Oh, here's a good story. Witness pulls out a gun and stops suspect from kidnapping an 11-year-old girl, police say. No, this is let's read the story. Let's read this. This is very very good. Very good. Very good. Police need your help finding a man who they say tried to kidnap an 11-year-old girl while she was walking to school. A lot, where is this at? This is in Phoenix. He almost kidnapped her at Village Meadows Elementary School. The school sent out a letter saying the incident is a reminder about the importance of talking to children about what to do if a stranger approaches them, which is displayed below. According to Sergeant Tommy Thompson with Phoenix Police, the suspect approached the girl from behind, grabbed her arm, and pulled it behind her back and put his arm over her face while she was walking to the near 19th Avenue and Bell Road. When the suspect started talking to the girl, a witness knocked him down and took him to the witness knocked him down and told him to leave the girl alone. Okay. The witness then pointed a handgun at the suspect and told him to leave. The suspect ran westbound. He should have held him at gunpoint and called the cops, and now he's free. Now he's free. Wow. Thank God that witness was there, because she would have probably been raped or who knows what, a sex slave or human trafficking. Who knows what would have happened to the little girl. So thank God that witness. He should have held him at gunpoint and called the cops, not let him get away to live to fight another day. That's how I'm looking at it. He let him go to live and fight another day. Okay, Dems blame Trump for worsening border crisis. You know, I'm not going to even get into it. It's just ridiculous. You guys didn't want to give him the funding to build the money to build the wall, and now it's his fault. So I guess, yeah, people are sick puppies. Naked woman lead cops on a high-speed chase. Let's see. Do they have footage of this? On second thought, no, I don't want to see her. No. Oh, you are such a mess, girl. The naked women, fresh from the shower at Florida rest area. What is going on in Florida? It's a mess. Told cops they were air drying in public when spotted by a witness who called 911. A high speed chase that resulted in the trio's arrested on multiple felony charges. The witness cops say reported that the women were at a Interstate 75 rest stop Wednesday morning, and that all three of them were standing in the nude putting on suntan lotion. Oh my goodness. They're not even beautiful at that. But they do all look related, though. I don't know if they're not related, different names. Oasis, Shakira, McLeod, Jalea, McLeod, Leo. Okay, those two are related. I knew they looked, those two are sisters. And Celia and Nick Young. Yeah, no one wants to see that. If you had looked beautiful, it would have been something else. But anyway, anywho, Woody Allen struggles to keep making movies amidst turmoil. Rise of what? Splinternet? What's a splinternet? Web will fragment as governments set own rules. Senator eyes social media bill for hate speech. Millions of Chinese youth sent to village in Cultural Revolution Echo. Anything interesting here? The inside DNC war room. Mitch McConnell tells 2020 Republicans to run independent of Trump. Can computer write script? Machine learning goes Hollywood. Da, 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 Hollywood. Sony unveils TV that's bigger than double-decker bus. Okay, and let's see what this TV looks like. Goodness gracious. A 16K screen in Japan. It's not... Let's see, Sony's display... 4 times as many horizontal pixels as a 4K television, and 8 times of a regular high-definition TV, meaning it can show images in far more detail than normal. This will let viewers stand close to the unit, which is longer than a bus, without its image looking blurred. Who couldn't afford something like this? This is insane. Who, you know, and where would you put it? As a matter of fact, this is, you can't put it in a normal regular house if it's big as a bus. It's insane. This is probably just for rich people, I guess, who have mansions, or who knows? I don't know. I don't know that there's a market for something like this. I don't. I really don't. 63 feet by 17 feet. That's insanity. Insanity. Insane, man. The development was announced by Sony at the trade show. We're moving slowly towards 8K TV at the end of the decade, and who knows how long it will take to get beyond that. So 16K is likely to be limited to the corporate world for the time being. You think? Yeah, who could afford it? I don't see a price on this. You know, I just got into 4K. I'm not barely ready for 8K. And as like I my argument before, there's not much 4K content right now as far as, you know, if you turn on your TV, nothing is in 4K. Nothing at all. Like, you know, regular channels. Like your Fox, your ABC, your whatever channel. Even the movie channels, HBO, Showtime. None of these are broadcasting in 4K. So, yeah, I'm not ready to move on. I just got to the 4K world, and I'm going to stay right here for a bit. Took me forever to move on from high def to 4K. Now you're telling me, oh, by the way, now we're ready for 8K, and then Sony with the 16K. out of here. Get out of here. Drug tests show marijuana use at a high among workers. No pun intended for that, I bet. Of course it's at a high for workers. If the problem is some of us work for places that's under federal law and you still can't use drugs. It's illegal. But the state is saying it's legal, and so people are smoking it. So that's what's happening. Anyway, contradicts Francis. Francis is the bouncer. Teen thieves steal laptops from customers seated inside Starbucks. Oh, yeah, my lordy, lordy, lord. Wow, coffee shop criminals strike again, grabbing computers from patrons. So they just grab them out the hand and running? Wow. Man. I'll tell you, that is something. Wowsy wowsers. Ah, man. Anyway. I think that's all for Friday. This was your Friday Reactive News. Happy weekend.
Political corruption fills the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bombs, political bombs, so come on, people, let's go. Political bombs, so come on, people, let's go.